Okay, Luke chapter 2, verses 1 to 7. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them. And then Ephesians 3, verses 16 to 17a. I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And Colossians 1, verse 27. To them God has chosen to make known among the Gentiles the glorious riches of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory.
Thank you. So I wonder who this Christmas has sent a Christmas package to family or friends somewhere else in the country. Has anyone sent a box with gifts in? And we've got a few hands up. I mean, if you know, there we go. A few people have. What you are trying to do with your Christmas box is get a balance. So you don't want it to weigh too much, because then it will cost lots of money. But you want to get as much in there as possible. And I wonder how much you think I've been able to fit into my Christmas box. Shall we have a look? Yeah, thank you. At least there's some people are awake. So let's have a look. So I have got in here... Oh, I've got a fox's hat. That's quite fun. Does anyone get anything like that for Christmas? Oh, look at that. A big pair of specs. Let's have a look. Oh, here we go. We've got a magic wand. There we go. Someone had something like that. A fish. Okay, let's go. Oh, we got one of these things. Have you seen? What are they called? They were cool about... Oh, I could do this all day. Let me stick that there. Oh, we've got a Mr. Potato Head. There's one there. Oh, and there's another one here. Look at that, a Mr. Potato Head. And look, oh, I've got a big old Mr. Potato Head that is there. And look, oh, I've got one of these things. I've even got, like, what's that? Some monkey who claps there. It's great. Oh, and look, oh, this is brilliant. We like a bit of Bop It in my house. No, okay, we're not going to do that. And let's have a look. Oh, we got some, there we go, some bunting. I wonder if there's some bunting. There it is. It's quite a bit of bunting, isn't there? Here we go. That's it, my wife. Oh, what's this here? Oh, it's a water pistol. Yeah, that's great. A bit of that. I wonder, let's see, what else have I got in this? Oh, let's have a look. Oh, look at that. It's a feather duster. I'm just going to see. Is there anyone who needs a bit of dusting? I think you need a little bit of dusting there, okay? There we go. Let's have a look. Let's see what we've got in here. Oh, I've got... electric guitar. It's not, it's an inflatable guitar. Here we go, let's have a look. Oh, there's another one. There's another little guitar there. Okay, let's have a look. What else have I got here? Oh, it's an umbrella. An umbrella in my box. Brilliant. Let's have a look. What else have I got in here? I wonder, what else can I find down here? Here we go, let's have a look. It's a skateboard. It's a skateboard. I've got a skateboard in there. Let's have a look. What else have I got in here? It's a prize. I've got this thing. That's brilliant. Let's have a look. There's a broom. There's a broom in my... That's a helpful Christmas gift. Let's have a look. Oh, what else have we got in here? It's a fitness mat. My wife's giving me some clue here. Let's see what else we've got in here. What else we got in here? We've got... There's a massive sheep. There's a massive sheep. Let's have a look. There's one more thing. I wonder what is this? What is this? What is this? It's a chicken in my box. Who'd have thought it? A chicken who'd been under the table for the last 40 minutes.
Can't feel my leg.
In my box. He can't feel anything, but it was worth it. Well done. Off you go. Let's give the chicken a big round of applause. I think it is... Can you believe how much was in my box? Wow. That's an awful lot in a box, isn't it? Stroke under a table. I wonder, how much do you think you could fit in a stable? In a stable. So I think if you're looking at a stable, I guess you'd probably think, okay, I could definitely fit a cow. I can maybe fit a sheep. Maybe we can have some chickens. What else can we fit in there? There's some sheep and there's some hay. Do you know, the first Christmas, 2,000 years ago, there was something in a stable that was bigger than the whole world. So that's the first point we're thinking about this morning. He who is bigger than the world came in a manger to be our Savior. See, the Word who created everyone and everything, the one who has no beginning or end, took on flesh and dwelt among us. The eternal, indestructible, self-sufficient Son of God became completely dependent and fragile. He needed his mum to feed him and burp him and change him. I mean, that is wonder, isn't it? That is the miracle of Christmas. God came down and he entered in at a real point in history that we can investigate and examine and look into, but not just that you can look into it, so that you can know him. You can know he is there. You can know that he cares for you. That he knows that he loves you. See, look at that first point again. So much so, he was, let's have a look at the one bigger than the world, came as a baby in a manger to be our Savior. Now, you may have heard me tell this before, but I don't know if you've heard of the story of the little boy who wrote a letter to Jesus one Christmas. He said, Jesus, I've been good for the whole year. Can I please have a BMX bike for Christmas? And then he thought, no, he had to tear it up and throw it in the bin because he knew that wasn't true. He said, Jesus, I've been good for a whole month. Please, can I have a BMX bike for Christmas? He thought, no, I haven't been good for a whole month. Teared it up. Jesus, I've been good for a whole week. Ah, he knew that wasn't true. So he ripped it up and put it. He said, Jesus, I've been good for a whole day. And again, he just teared up because he knew that wasn't true. He knew he'd sort of been horrible to his sisters. So he looked around in that front room and he saw a little nativity crib scene. So he looked around his shoulders and walked over to it and picked up Mary and put her in his pocket. And he started a new letter. Jesus, if you want to see your mother again, give me a BMX bike for Christmas. You see, the point is we need forgiveness. We need a clean slate with God. We need to invite him in, and he is willing to forgive us. And ultimately, he can do that by dying on the cross for us. But he doesn't just stop there. He doesn't just want to give us a clean slate. You see, the one who was bigger than the world came as a baby in a manger to be our Savior. But he didn't stop there. He didn't just come to enter into a stable. He came into the world, secondly, to enter into our lives and hearts. Do you see that from Ephesians chapter 3? Let me read it to you again. I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. See, the one who is so much bigger than the world has come to dwell in our hearts and lives if we trust him. Now, we try to fill our lives up with so many things that we think will bring satisfaction and peace and hope. You know, for so many of us who are Christians, we do this. We think, you know, the time with family, that's going to fill the hole. And then you end up falling out with someone. Or the next job promotion, that's going to do it if I can get that. And then you get stressed out by the responsibility. Or if you think, if I can have that holiday experience, that holiday of a lifetime, and it's amazing, but it does rain a bit and you get diarrhea. Or you win the award you're looking for, and then you're thinking, well, when's the next award? When's the next award? It never really satisfies. Sadly, earlier this year, Matthew Perry, who some of you will know, he was an actor in Friends. He tragically passed away. But this was a sitcom in the 90s called Friends The final episode, take the quote off. The final episode was 52.5 million. It was watched by 52.5 million Americans. That is a lot of people. In his autobiography last year, here is. I read it last summer. And he writes about how in his early career, he says to God this. He says, God, make me famous and you can do whatever you want to me. 3 weeks later, he got cast in Friends. And this was his reflection on being famous. He said this. Here we go, get the quote up. Now, all these years later, I'm certain that I got famous so that I would not waste my entire life trying to get famous. You have to get famous to know it's not the answer. Can you imagine that? 52.5 million people watching your TV show, and he says it doesn't fill the gap. It doesn't bring the peace and satisfaction that he longed for. See, we've searched for peace and satisfaction and hope in a whole bunch of places that ultimately can't deliver. Do you know why? It's because you were made for someone that is so much greater than the next pay rise or the next holiday or the next family get together. Not that any of that stuff is wrong. You were made to have the living God in your life. Jesus came not just to enter the world, but to enter our hearts. So that forgiven and strengthened by his power, he may dwell even in our hearts. You see, if you let Christ in this Christmas, you'll have someone bigger than the whole world in your life. And for the rest of your life. And the hope of glory. We're going to come to our final hymn. Kids, you've done so well. And so many of you are desperate to go through that netting thing. I can see that. But in this final hymn, we're going to sing these words. It's the final verse. O little town of Bethlehem, we sing this. O holy child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray. Cast out our sin, forgive me. And enter in, come into my life. Transform me, fill me, be born in us today. Maybe as you sing this hymn, you might want to sing these words and say, do you know what, Lord Jesus Christ, I want you forgiveness, I want you in my life. And maybe you can sing these words to him and actually ask him, be born in me today.